Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bryn just forwarded me an email that he got from our sales manager, Lindsay. Hi. Hey, Lindsay. I guess she's been talking to like a second grade teacher. Mm-hmm. Who freaked out when she found out that Lindsay works for Alice? Like, oh my God, Sarah and Vinny, Alice, my favorite from the beginning. It's super sweet. Did you forward that to? You should forward that to Vinny too, so he can look at it. It's just a short one, but it's really really cute.
It's always nice.
Yeah. Do you really work at Alice? Oh my God, that's been my favorite station since the day it began. I love Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, that's never lost on me. I love that.
Lindsay says, thanks for making me a cool mom.
Oh, I do see that. Right. She says, I thought this was funny from my son, Charlie's second grade teacher at Bollinger Canyon Elementary School in San Ramon.
Shame.
Shame. Thanks for making me a cool mom. Charlie's teacher is a mega fan. So this is so cute. Anyway, thank you for listening. It never gets old.
Nope. Sure doesn't. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can still text us. We'd love to hear from you, and we like reading these back. This is a way for you to have your voice heard. So here's some of the stuff you said this morning. 408 is pitching a bitch. Still using the screaming woman in your Alice ads, I see.
We're
LOL.
Not. I thought we weren't.
We changed it. We swapped it
out. We changed it out.
But it's possible they use that, you know, because it's such a great scream. They might want to use it for other promos as well.
We're sorry. We're not in charge of the promos. I thought we changed it.
We did. Yeah, we swapped out the one that plays before your lives.
Heads up, everyone. When you hear that scream, we're going to do a live spot.
This is exactly what I was talking about. 707 says, been doing my makeup in the car for 20 years. I can do my whole face. Eyeliner, eyebrows, liner, everything.
I mean,
we see it all the time. It's not a surprise. It's never that the person who wrote, only at the stoplights. I've seen that going 75 down the freeway.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know some people have rules about it.
Right. I passed a woman on the freeway, says 724. Is that Colorado? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I passed a woman on the freeway doing 80 miles an hour eating corn on the cob. Well, that does seem a little
corn
messy.
Corn on the cob.
I have rules about what you can eat in my car, and corn on the cob is not an option.
That is just too much fly off. What, Pennsylvania?
724 is Pennsylvania, huh? Mm-hmm. Bala Kinwood checking in. What's up, David Field?
Must be our boss. We're getting ready for the big town hall festivities later tonight.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hey, David. Hey, Dave. Can I call you Dave?
Please call me David. Please call me Mr. Field.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were friends. Haha, I'm 50 and an RN. I don't have time for hair drying nonsense. Yeah, I mean, I know that everybody's got a different thing, and I've certainly met those people who go, all right, if I wake up at this time, I can do all the things. If I decide to hit snooze, I lose. And each time you hit snooze, you lose another level of self-care before it becomes I'm leaving the house smelly and dirty.
And bed rumpled.
And in whatever clothes I dropped on the ground.
Right.
All right. Well, you know.
It's a personal choice.
Right. Worth it.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, sure. I grew up in Wisconsin, and we ate raw hamburger sandwiches every holiday season growing up. It's bite-sized rye bread, raw hamburger, salt and pepper, and raw onions on top. Can't even fathom it now as an adult. Yuck. Yeah, that was a story we did in the news this morning about apparently it's a Wisconsin tradition, and each year they warn the people of Wisconsin not to do it because you can get sick from eating raw hamburger, and yet it's a thing.
That's not stopping us. We're Wisconsinites.
Right. Grossest thing I've ever seen someone do in the car, a lady flossing her teeth. This was from 415, sorry.
Yeah, at least she's doing it. You know, it's good hygiene.
Flossing would be one of those things I'd skip without issue in the morning if I'm running late. No problem.
Yeah, I never floss.
Still got a brush, but yeah, I wouldn't trip.
I'm
going to
floss at night if I'm going to floss. I just have no interest in spending part of my I'm going to get up early to floss. I think not, my friend. That's not happening.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. No need to announce the Raiders scores anymore. They're gone. Thanks. Yeah, I know.
Keep those Pat scores coming, though.
In the transitional period, I feel like, you know, there are Raiders fans who've followed them.
Yep.
To Vegas. Not literally moved, but continue to cheer for them. But yeah, I agree. I don't know why anyone would follow them. They left you. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
They left you.
Oh, you're just sticking the knife in it.
Well, sorry, but they did. They left you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I feel
about
it.
But, you know, I've heard that, look,
get him.
In football or in sports in general, everybody's got their own idea of what the etiquette is. And plenty of people say, I root for the colors, not the town. All right.
Okay.
You say. 650 says, freaking lava coffee from Starbucks takes me 15 minutes minimum before I can even take a sip. I am with you.
Lava coffee.
I understand many people, and I've asked this because Christina can drink super hot coffee, but she'll ask for it hot. And I always, what? It's already undrinkable. She orders it hot, extra hot, so that she, because she has to drive and won't touch it for a while.
Right. Mm.
So when she gets wherever she's going, then it's a temperature that she wants it to be. Personally, I'll take it cold over
scorching.
Having anything that hot anywhere near me.
Yeah. You can really hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all...
What was the famous McDonald's, right?
The old lady, her lady parts.
Third degree burned herself. You never want third degree burns down there.
You don't want any burns. Zero burns.
Agreed.
None of the burns.
Even if that area is in retirement, it still shouldn't be burned.
Well, because ow.
Right.
You know?
You know what I mean.
I do. Please don't hurt me. Coffee.
Finished with that purpose for that area.
Yeah.
So when does that happen?
It's pretty soon, I think. I hope.
No, it doesn't.
Hoping that's over pretty soon.
Do you know if your mom and dad still do it?
Nope.
Ellie?
Nope, as in they don't do it, or nope, you don't know?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Do not write me, Mom.
Ellie, can you just answer the question
just
that the people
want
to know?
No, the people is Vinny.
Well, but the people want to know.
It's none of the people's business.
It's just...
Mind your own beeswax.
No, I understand what you're saying, Sarah. My point, though, is it'd be nice to have an idea or gauge when that...
Plenty of people do it well, and don't you hear about those chlamydia outbreaks at old folks' homes? Come on.
Yeah, but I don't know their age.
100. They're 100 years old, and they're still going to Pound Town.
Mm,
right after we finish our pound cake.
Good morning. I'm listening live on my drive to SF with hubby this morning. He is loving you too. Thanks for filling our mornings with smiles. It's nice to share you with him.
Well,
now he
listening.
Gets why I'm always listening to you guys.
Really? After one day? I think he's just, you know, giving you
humoring
a wink.
You, right.
Yeah. It's maybe he'll get laid. Maybe that door hasn't shut forever.
I really want to watch Selena tonight. I can't think of anything better.
Yeah, that's a good husband is what you've got. One day of listening to us is not enough.
Although the truth is, I ended up really liking Selena, and I have a lot of respect, and it's a tragic story. It's a good movie and a tragic story.
But your night ended well, and no wonder you like it.
Right.
Imagine if you sat through that and your night didn't end well.
might have a different opinion. You're
be
right.
Be in divorce court this week. That is it. I watched Selena for you. How dare you?
There's more makeup. I read that one already. I'm super active, but no later in life, my hips and knees won't like stairs anymore. Years of running and biking and everything else. It's hard on the hips and lower back.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the stairs thing, I'm super used to it, and I never would say I'll get that thing I need when I go up next. I'll just run up and down, no problem. But I do think that it's as you age, people start to go like, oh, screw that. I'll put piles on the stairs and then take everything at once rather than multiple trips.
And the problem with putting piles on the stairs is that now the first stair's full and the second stair is full and the third. And now you're walking up this tiny little narrow path between all the crap you've piled on the stairs. The stairs become storage. I've often thought, why don't they put a drawer into the front of each stair? Two drawers, even if you have a stringer up the middle.
Why don't we do that?
Why isn't
it's
that
genius?
Thank you. Why isn't I've seen that? You've never seen that?
No.
People hardly ever do it. But there it is. There's even an opening there. Like when you build stairs, you build them with this stringer on either side, and if they're wide enough, down the middle, it's set up perfectly for drawers. And then we wouldn't have to. You'd be like, "Where's this? It's on the stairs. Step four." And then you wouldn't have piles of crap on your although you would. You'd fill those damn drawers, and then you'd never be able to find anything in them.
Isn't it the freaking truth? You know, we stopped putting our cars in the garage when this pandemic started, and the space in the garage was magnificent, and there was all this room to move around, and the that garage is now filled up with bikes and kinetic sand and the boxes
all the stuff.
And...
It's amazing how we eat space. You don't even realize you're like, what did I do to get all this stuff? How could I have had time in my life to get all the things that are here? How did it happen? Thanks, Amazon.
Yes, I love Peaches. Bleep the Pain Away is a great song to dance your rage out.
Oh, goodness.
Must be one of her hits. Yeah. I've heard her. She's sort of... techno, but I also remember her being kind of nasty, like dirty. And of course, F the Pain Away would play right in.
Feels like it, right?
Every player is a player until they have a daughter. That's about Snoop, I believe.
Then they don't want their daughter hearing that crap.
Well, he said it. He said, "If I was a young man, I'd have probably done a part on that song."
Him, right.
But here I am.
Young, I may have been with the movement. I probably would have been on a remix.
There you go. Why should it be considered normal for couples to go into debt over $100,000 for their wedding? We have everything backwards. And if I was that guy, once my fiance told me the ring wasn't worth enough, it would have been over.
Yeah, we do seem to all have different lines on that stuff. Like when somebody tells you, "This is what I'm worth to you," then you pluck the ring out of their hand. You go, "You're worth zero to me. Goodbye.
Well,
I'm gonna go return this. I want my $3,000 back."
What's behind that scab?
My heart.
You know, I mean, that's hard to hear. I mean, while I agree with you, and I would absolutely have an aggressive, nasty reaction to that, most people would be like, "You're breaking my heart." Right. First and foremost, and then after they thought about it, they'd be insulted and all the other things. But yeah, I would feel that way and instantly. Oh, really?
I'm done with you.
That is that. We don't need to have any more conversation. Mm. Bye.
See ya.
Hey, Bryn, my friends are raving about their air fryer. Do you mind sharing what brand you have? I'm making myself hungry thinking of all the possibilities.
Oh, I have no idea what brand it is. I got it from Costco, though. I know that.
Costco
ding,
brand
ding.
Kirkland
I think it's
Signature.
New Wave. Yes. Let me check.
New Wave? Yeah, he's going to run in. Yeah, go get the brand name. The air fryer. I wonder if that's worth it. I wonder if it's good.
Doesn't he say he loves it?
Yeah, I don't know.
He would know, right? Mm-hmm. That lady died for stupid likes. So many stupid people out there. I feel bad for the husband and the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they watched their person fly over the side of the, oh, what's the name
How
of
do you
lookout?
Ever go Bocanaro? Bocudo?
Bocoda. Whatever. It's a lookout in Australia, and this lady trying to get a selfie fell 200 feet to her death in front of her family.
Brent accidentally hit PETA going over the cliff. Well, it actually played right in. Brent, it worked out fine.
That's perfect.
Okay, what kind of air fryer is it?
It's New Wave. N-U-Wave.
New Wave. And you love it, and everything tastes fried.
I do love it, although Anita's like, oh, she saw a different one that has like, it's an air fryer and a dehydrator or so, or something.
Oh,
like
multi-purpose.
Yeah, multi-purpose.
Why don't you just get a dehydrator? Just keep your air fryer you have. Don't you have a dehydrator?
No,
hey, were you just making beef jerky the other day?
Yeah. I think it was
an air dryer
and a crock pot. And it was one of those combo things.
I don't like combo things. I think
they
should do their one job or they do
the other
both crappy, right?
Exactly. Anyway, it's New Wave, guys.
New Wave with an N-U.
It works great.
510 says, good morning. Can you spell the name of that lookout? I just pulled it up so that I could do that for you. They were at Baroka Lookout in Australia. This is the famous little selfie spot that's fenced off so people won't do what this lady did, which is go to the edge and get a picture of themselves. Unfortunately, she fell down to her death 260 feet or more.
She stumbled.
It's an overhang.
Aren't you watching your step like you've never watched it before when you're walking out to onto a precipice like that?
No one plans to trip. You know?
Yeah, but aren't you being like extra careful?
Maybe
and
that's
going
the reason, though.
And,
maybe that's the reason is you don't walk normally. You're tripping.
So
yeah, who knows? I don't know. Baroka, B-O-R-O-K-A, lookout. Baroka lookout. And it's probably pronounced some other, completely other way because that's my luck. But there it is. Baroka lookout. Did you hear about the girl that took her 10K plus diamond out of her engagement ring and put a fake in and gave her ring back to her fiance? The jeweler called him to let him know about her intentions. Crazy story. No, I hadn't heard that one. Wow.
That is so funny.
That's messed up.
That is messed up. Sheesh.
This isn't a diamond. This is a piece of glass.
No ring, however expensive, does not equal your worth. WTF.
He's not buying you. This isn't your bride price.
Well,
it's just a little token saying she's taken, boys.
I feel like the way that was gone about wrong. I can see where someone says, look, if I'm going to wear something every day, I want to love it.
Right.
And I don't love this. So let's together go down and pick something else out. Whatever.
Let's get over to the $10,000 range. We're gonna.
I get the money thing is a weird thing, but I know even getting the ring that I wear every day, it took me a while to find one that works. The first one I got was too big. It fit perfect. It felt great. As soon as I got in the water, the thing started sliding off my finger, and I'm like, great. So now I'm gonna have to pull this off in the car before I go out every single time in the ocean, and there's no way I'm keeping that thing. I might as well throw it in the sand now and be done with it. So I had to go and get a smaller one. And now I found the one that works. And when you get one that fits right, you can actually wear it daily as opposed to being like, man, this thing's a real bother. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You wear your band every day, right?
I do. John actually can't get his off.
Well, and that's great. That's where you want it.
It floats freely between the knuckle and the hand, but it can't go over the knuckle anymore.
That's what I was aiming for. So yeah. I went down a size, but I had to make it thinner so it would fit over the knuckle. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, never mind. Who cares?
I'm with you.
My engagement ring turned my finger green. This bee needs to relax. LOL. Oh, this person's saying it wasn't even real.
Mm-hmm. What turns your finger green?
Some people have that effect.
Just crappy, like
crappy gold,
mm-hmm.
fake gold. I don't know, something like that. I'm really out of time, but thanks so much for taking the time to write in. We'll be back after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you going to play your stomach for everyone or not?
It's not doing it anymore. Oh, it was just making so much noise.
Oh, boy. Someone needs a bowl of cereal before our
I just ate one. I think that's why it started started kicking in, you know? Like, oh, I better take care of that. Anywho.
Let me read a couple more texts.
Oh,
these
sure.
two were I meant to get to, and they're just too far down the pile. This one says, good morning, Alice. My cousin's husband passed away over the weekend from COVID. He was hospitalized over 20 days alone. I'm heartbroken for her and her three daughters. Mm. Stay safe, friends. That's from 510. Yeah, the vaccine is arriving today in California, and people will start getting vaccinated, but it is a good time to wear a mask.
Yep.
Let's try to be careful. We're in the home stretch, everybody. And one more I wanted to read. Can we all get a refresher on what that whole I would like you to marry me thing was about?
To marry me.
That's Jillian Michaels proposing to her girlfriend a mm-hmm. few years back. They have since married and divorced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was this is how she talks to her girlfriend.
pathetic.
Oh,
oh God.
Gross. I think she's trying not to cry, you know, so that's her voice got all garbled.
Weakling.
Yeah. says the guy who cried at Selena the other night.
Yeah, well, hey, it's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
She worked her life away and then someone snuffs it out.
It is. It's terrible. After stealing from her.
So wrong.
Totally.
Good
wrong.
Movie.
Would you call it a great movie?
I would say if you wait to the end and there's a prize for you at the end as well, then yes.
Oh,
that makes it a great movie-going experience.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by the one and only Hooman. He's coming in to do some kind of review of something. I'm not sure. I'm just glad to have him on the show. And
will he be booking his own guests for this, or do we not know, or is that just part of the surprise?
I'm not sure if he had a guest originally, but I know that if he did, he had to do a last-minute change of the schedule because that's why we're doing it on Tuesday. Because he has to has an urgent travel, some sort of plan that popped up, of course.
He's going back to Texas. It doesn't sound urgent to me. It sounds like he's got some friends down there who aren't wearing masks, and he's like, I want to go too.
Well, some party happened. That's urgent.
All right.
Throwing a rager down here. Get down.
Right. You better
Good
get down
for
here.
Him. Well,
so tomorrow, Hooman on the show. I think he's coming to my house, right? And I'm going to put him out in the quarantine shed. I'm going to set him up in a shack in my backyard. With like man traps all around it so he doesn't exit. Do not leave this space. Anyway, have a great day, you guys. Enjoy it. It's actually sunny. Who knows? Things will start to dry
Actually,
out
you're right.
Bit.
You know what? It's beautiful out.
Yeah. Let's go do this. Oh, wait. We got to go to the town hall.
Yeah.
Go do this after the town hall. Woo!
Work meetings. Yay!
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
It's like an early Christmas gift.
Happy Monday.
We'll tell you all about it tomorrow, Morgan. See you then. Oh, and by the way, V. Hale, Jane, taking care of the rest of your day. Enjoy. Keep it on Alice 24/7.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.